Hello and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences. But today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. Today we're talking about your long runs through training, how you can make the most of them, and why the hard ones really matter. So without further ado, let's jump right in. All right, well, welcome back. Today we are talking about long runs. We're going to talk about the things that you can practice on long runs first, and then we're going to end with why the hard runs really matter, why the ones that drive us absolutely crazy end up being some of the more important runs through training. But first, here's some things that you can practice on your long runs. So you should be looking at your long runs as little practice runs for the big day. This is your opportunity to use trial and error to figure out what strategy is going to work for you, what fueling is going to work for you, what your pre-run meal should look like, what your outfit should be like, what shoes are best for you. These long runs are the best time for you to practice what your strategy is going to be going into race day. Starting with fueling. Fueling is the number one thing that I would definitely recommend making sure that you practice throughout your training block on your long runs, especially earlier on in training when the long runs aren't so intense. Trying new things, training your stomach early on in training, and then kind of fine-tuning your fueling strategy in the final few long runs is definitely the way to go when it comes to practicing fueling. I would recommend for your first few long runs in training, if you're at the beginning of your training block, to use that as your trial and error period. I love to use different services like Fuel Good, so you can order a bunch of different gels and order a variety of gels with different ingredients, different levels of caffeine, different amounts of carbs in each gel, so that you can really figure out what types of gels are going to work best for you. Is it actual gels? Is it chews? Is it liquid carbs? What is it for you? The beginning of your training is really the time to dial in what are the best options for you. As you get closer to race day and the long runs start getting longer and longer and longer, this is your time to start dialing in that fueling strategy. So figuring out, now you know what you should be taking and what feels good on your stomach. So now you're figuring out how often you should take them and what you really need and how many gels or chews or whatever you choose to do you need to sustain you through a full marathon. You can also practice things like your pre and post run meal and what you're going to eat the week leading up to your run. If you've never carb loaded before, that's definitely something that you're going to have to do as you're training for those bigger runs, like 15 plus mile runs. You're going to want to learn how to carb load. And so those long runs that you're doing in training are an awesome time to dial this in practice. For the saying, you don't want to try anything new on race day. So that goes for your pre run meal as well. Practice that exact meal so that you know when you get to your race, you have an idea of what sits well in your stomach the night before the race. You should also practice your outfit. That's something that, again, like fuel, in your earlier on training runs, some of the shorter, longer runs in the beginning, you could play around a little bit with what you're wearing, try different shorts, try pants, try different tops, whatever it might be, but you can really play around with the different types of outfits that you're putting together so you can figure out what works best for you. And then as you progress through training, same thing as fuel, you can start to fine tune some of those things. So maybe the shorts worked for you, but the shirt didn't work. So you could try a couple of different shirts. Maybe your specific race, like I know a lot of the world majors don't let you take a vest in with you. So maybe you could practice running with a running belt the further into training you get so that you can replicate some of the stuff that might be coming up on race day. Shoes are very important. You can try a couple of different shoes in the beginning of your training block so that you can dial in the one that's going to work the best for you for race day. And then just like fueling, as you get to those more important runs, like the 17, 18, 19, 20 miler pluses, those are where you really want to just be dialing in what you've already been using so that you feel really, really confident about your outfit, your shoes, your fueling, your pre-run meal, your pre-run routine as you go into race day. It's just going to help you a lot with peace of mind. The other thing that you can practice for your long runs is your mentality. Like, what is your race strategy going to be? And that we talked about race strategy on last week's episode. So picking the actual race strategy, but also like understanding when you're going to hit the wall, when the tougher miles are for you, and what is really going to pull you through to the end when things get really hard. That matters a lot. And that's something that I would definitely recommend that you practice. That includes what type of music you're going to be listening to, if you're going to do a podcast, if you're going to do no headphones, if you're whatever you're going to do, all of that you should practice on your long runs before you get to race day so that you feel really confident about it going into race day. All right, and I want to end with why the hard runs matter. So this is something that I've learned. I did not learn this from my first marathon. I've learned this in subsequent marathons since then, but the long runs that you fail, the ones that feel horrible, those oftentimes matter more than the ones that go perfectly fine, right? For your first marathon and for my first marathon, you fail, you're gonna fail a run or two or three. You're gonna have some hard days. You're gonna have days where the weather didn't cooperate, where your brain didn't cooperate, where your body didn't cooperate. And when you're training for your first marathon, it's really hard to put that in perspective because you haven't seen what comes to fruition when you have those moments and how you're able to pull on those from race day. But as you mature as a runner, as you run more marathons, you start to realize that the ones that go really well, those are really just box checks. I ran the 20 mile run. It went really well. It felt good. Great. That gives me some confidence for race day. But the runs that really matter and the ones that don't go your way, because there's going to be a mile or two, there's going to be a situation on the course, there's going to be something on marathon race day that throws you off. And having those hard runs through training to be able to pull on in those experiences when things get really hard, that's what's going to give you peace of mind, that you know how to push through a situation like that and that it's not uncharted territory for you on race day. For example, for my second marathon, I hit the wall really hard around mile 18. And I remember for my first marathon, when I hit the wall, I started to panic. I started to think I wasn't going to be able to do it. I had never ran anything over 20 miles. What I was experiencing was what everybody says was the wall. I was going to have to walk off the course. Like, you haven't proved to yourself that you can push through situations like that. So when it happens to you for the first time, it's really hard to pull on past experience because you haven't had much past experience in that area. For my second marathon, when I hit the wall at mile 18, I knew that I had run more than 18 miles before, right? I knew that I had completed a marathon before. I knew that I had had several good training runs through training, a couple of bad training runs through training, where I was still able to push through the feeling that I was feeling in that moment. And that's what gave me peace of mind that even though it sucked, I was going to be able to continue to move forward. If things had gone perfectly fine through training and I didn't have a single run that tested me or a single run that reminded me of that moment when things got hard, I wouldn't have had as much to pull from in that exact moment. So the hard runs really matter. If you fail a run through training, try to flip that from a negative to a positive. This is the moment that's going to help me in the race because it's going to prove to me that I have pushed through something harder than what's happening to me in the moment. That's all we got for today. If you are gearing up for Chicago in a week, I am so excited to see you. I hope I get to meet a few of you guys there. I am going to be flying in on Friday night and I'm going to be there until Tuesday. So I hope to run into a few of you guys in Chicago. Definitely feel free to stop and say hi if you see me. If you're running a fall marathon, good luck. I know that we are in prime racing season, so there's a lot of people running Chicago and other races in the area coming up in the next couple of weeks. I'm so proud of you for getting through training, and I'm so excited to see what you do. So thank you for tuning into another episode, and we'll see you on the next one.